When I went to university, I was, like many people, too young. I was just short of turning 19. October birthday made me old for my year. And of course, I thought I was an adult. I was, strange as this now seems, doing the selection process to become an officer in the Royal Marine Commandos. That year, 1,500 people began that process, and I got to the final stage with 15 people. They took on three, I think, and I was obviously not one of them. When the colonel called me in to give me the news, he said he didn't know what I was going to do, but he was sure I'd be a success. Just not in the Marines. This was obviously a line he used with everyone, but I appreciated it anyway. What was different in my case was that he cut me off from trying again. They were sure I was not for them. I often wonder why it took until the final stage to realise it. They do not make mistakes, and I was forced to face the fact that I no longer had a plan for my life. That was 33 years ago, and I never did come up with another plan. Things worked out, as they do. Back to university. I had to think differently in my philosophy classes. Questions that seemed obvious before university were suddenly impossible. What is good? What is right? Do you exist? Tableness and chairness. Plato and the theory of knowledge. All of that at 19 after failing the Marine selection was a bit much. 33 years later, these questions are still with me, as I see the massive demonstrations on the streets in the badly damaged USA and elsewhere in support. Far-right extremists are working hard to cause chaos and confusion by raising doubts about facts for which we have hard evidence. The goal is to muddy the waters, all the better to break resistance to racism and hate. I used to be concerned about what others thought, but now I can see that life is not a popularity contest. Now is the time to say what you have to say. Now is the time to answer the hard questions.